This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Today, we are going to do a market profile on Jackson, Mississippi. This is a market that we have been in rather, I'll say, inconsistently, but we have been in it for many, many years overall. And we've got some good properties here, it looks like. And we just want to share with you a little market profile since we have not talked about this market in quite a while and talk about some of the properties and so forth. So let's go ahead and dive in. And why don't you give us a market overview on Jackson? What's going on there in the real estate market nowadays?
Jackson, Mississippi is so exciting. It's the capital city. I want to tell you a little bit about Jackson. It's just booming. And it's the capital city. We're 3 hours south of Memphis and 3 hours north of New Orleans and Mobile. And it makes us right in the center of opportunity. We have a lot of teaching hospitals. And our hospital here is known for its first transplant, its first lung transplant. And for a small city, these are just such a good opportunities and jobs to have these hospitals. We have three other hospitals in Jackson. We have a Nissan plant with 40 vendors that support that Nissan plant, large insurance space. And if you want to work, you can work in Jackson. It's a great place to live. It's also written up this month in the national tax information that $100 in Mississippi will go further than any other state in the U.S. So that's really exciting. Jackson also, I used to go on and on about Jackson. We have great weather here. We're just 2 cold months and 2 hot months. So investment property is just a fantastic purchase. We have we stay under the radar because we're a smaller city. So our prices of investment properties are low, but our rents are high. So we're considered a landlord, a dream.
Good. So in Jackson, I mean, in terms of the city population itself, it's just approaching about 175,000 or so. And then the urban area is 351,000 and what's considered the metro area, 576,000. So, you know, not a huge city by any means, but decent size so that you have enough resources and so forth in terms of that overall metro area. But tell me, did you ever have the hedge funds and institutional investors, the private equity firms and so forth in there, you know, gobbling up real estate? Or did they sort of miss your market as being an under the radar market?
Well, we do have some hedge funds here and I have worked with some hedge funds, but our Jackson properties are just, we do stay under that radar. And that's great because I kind of keep it quiet because we enjoy buying ourselves here. And so it's just an unbelievable market here to be able to buy and get a great return on your investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. And in terms of the landlord friendliness, since you're in the property management business, and by the way, how many doors or units do you have under management?
We have several hundred doors under management right now.
What do you find in terms of the regulatory climate? You know, maybe you can speak to how it is if God forbid, you have to evict a tenant, because every once in a while, we've all got to do that as a landlord. What is it like there? Is it difficult? Is it easy? What is the sort of the tone of that environment?
Well, we have an excellent environment here, and we're very landlord friendly with our eviction processes. I do have an in-house leasing team that I hand selected, so that makes a difference. We have boots on the ground, so we make sure our paperwork is done properly. We make sure we checked our tenants, make sure they had 2 years of job history and 2 years of rental history, and that makes a difference when you're leasing property. So when you do go to evict some for whatever reason, the judges know that the investor needs to not lose the house. And he knows if your paperwork's in order, that it's time to get them out and make your investment good too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk to us about the target tenant. What is the typical tenant? Where might they work? I mean, you mentioned several of the employers. You know, what might they do for a living? What kind of rent are they paying? Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, I personally do rent a lot to the Nissan plant. Like I say, it's 40 vendors that support the Nissan plant. It gives 6,000 jobs a year. So we do rent a lot to them, which is good, steady income. I do rent a lot to Comcast, which is, you know, our internet service here. We have several of the teaching hospitals. They're CNAs. They're going to be concerned about eviction because, you know, you don't want to lose your job. But if you want to work here, you can. And it's really exciting to be able to have the job opportunities that we do have in our state.
What about that target tenant and that typical rent they're paying? What kind of house are they getting? You know, talk to us about them.
We're 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. We'll run anywhere between $750 and $1,200 a month. We have you can get some more for HUD. HUD does pay more. I do work with Jackson Housing and Mississippi Regional Housing. They are wonderful to work with. They do pay a little bit more, but we
and
do
those
love...
And those are government-assisted housing programs. When you say HUD, you mean Section 8?
That is Section 8. That's correct.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, just want to make sure people are understanding what you mean by that. Okay, go ahead.
And they do work very closely with us. They're... excellent programs that so they do inspect the homes. They work great and very close with our property management. So we've been real pleased working with Section 8. But we have so many jobs here that we do try to get that good tenant who does have 2 years of job history and possibly maybe even want to buy the home, clean up credit, or if there's an issue there, and where they could cash us out. So that gives us another way to make that investment a good investment if we have a lot more opportunities to how we use the property.
What else do you want us to know? Just anything else.
Okay. Well, besides our leasing and our job opportunities here, Jackson is known for, it's just a great place to live. We've just written up that we get $100 in Mississippi. We'll go further than $100 anywhere in the United States. And that makes it a really nice place to live. You can have a nice home and live here comfortably and have a good job. And so that makes that investment property just a real good return. You can count on it growing because the people can get qualified to buy. And so you can, you know, make that opportunity for them too. So that gives a lot more tools as far as your investment properties.
What's the typical rent in the typical house like? You talked about 3-bedroom, but tell us more about that typical deal. Let's look at how much does it cost for the investor to buy it? How much does it rent for? You know, what is the range of properties? How old are they? What do you do in terms of rehabbing? Let's dive into that area. Let's go down that part.
Okay. I'm a licensed building, bonded, insured contractor. I've been building for 30 years, new construction. And so when I get on the job, I can see what that job needs so I can do a good quality for the investor. We do make sure that we give a 6-month warranty with the homes on rent and on repairs. But those homes are also have new heat and air conditioning. The electrical meters are new and up to date. We have new ovens, new outside air conditioning and the condensing units, good roofs. We want to make sure you've got 6 years new of everything that should be holed up to where you won't have any problems with your homes for at least a standard time as far as painting everything. So they've got new paint in them. So the tenants are excited to rent these homes, and that makes the investment good. We do stay boots on the ground to make sure that the service work is done on these homes to take care of our tenants. So they love us. Investors love us. The bread and butter houses that I sell run between $55,000 to $60,000. And people have been buying those for me on a steady basis for 10 years because they're easy to pay for. They have a great return. But then I do get a lot of people who want that $1,200 a month rent, that all brick home with 2-car garage, that more nice nicer home that they may have a little more equity in it. So we do have a good selection in that price range too. So it gives
What was that other price range?
Between 55 and 60,000.
Yeah, that we heard. But what's there's a higher price property.
Right. The other was between say 70,000 and 85,000 will run in that other price range, and those were priced for sometime between 125,000, maybe as much as $150,000.
That's fantastic. Wow.
It's amazing, great. Actually. We have an unbelievable market here in Jackson.
Right. But I want to mention to listeners, number one, appraisals are not perfect. And number two, you know, we certainly don't guarantee that. We never market a property as being undervalued. You know, we just want to, our investors are buying for the good old-fashioned conservative cash flow. They're buying income property, not speculating, hopefully. So I just wanted to kind of point that out. Okay, so how would you classify these properties? Your market is very inexpensive. It's super reasonably priced. $55,000 to $60,000 property, is that a C-class property? How would you classify that?
No, I would say it's a little better than that. I buy a lot in that price range. Now, you can go into that price range and make a little changes to them as far as maybe add granite to the countertop and retail them for $125,000 to $145,000. So a little upgrades to where you can really make those properties extremely good for investment in a different way. If you want to retail it to the tenant, sometimes I'll offer that to get that good cash out program also. We also are more newer homes here. We don't have basements here like up north. So we have real good weather here. And you don't have to worry about real cold weather or ice and things like that in the south where we're extremely good weather. So we have slabs here. So we don't have to worry about the freeze. So the homes, you can see how well they're built as far as maybe an all brick home on a slab. Maybe a newer home has metal windows versus wood. So it's less upkeep.
What is that $55,000 to $60,000 property? Is that a three-bedroom, one-bath? Does it have a garage? What year was it typically built? Tell us about it.
Okay. It can have any of those, actually, depending on some of the school districts. They do fight a little bit more for the home, so they'll vary in size. But the market is so tight here. We just don't have enough homes for the people in that price range because new construction is going to be $1,700, $1,800 to $2,400 a month. So you can get these homes, but they'll be in line to get them. And they'll run anywhere between a three-bedroom, two-bath, or a four-bedroom, two-bath. But those three-bedroom, one-baths, they'll fight just as much to get those as they will the others. We do make sure.
How much does that $55,000 to $60,000 house rent for?
$55,000 to $60,000 will run between $750 and $850 a month.
Okay, and that's two bathrooms in most of those.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. So with garage or carport?
That'll vary some. We'll have some of both. That 75 to 85 always usually has a two-car garage with garage door and clickers and maybe an all-brick home too. So you will get that.
Okay. And what year were these built typically?
I'd say between 1960 and 1985. Like I said, we don't have a lot of the older homes here as far as past that. And we do have more slab homes that I have in my market for to investments.
Talk to us about your rehab. What do you do to these properties when you do the fix-up to them? What kind of materials do you use? What about roofs? You made a remark, and I was going to ask you about it. 6 years new, you said. I wanted you to define that a little more clearly for the listeners as to what that means.
Okay. When I get the house, now we're going to have them inspected by the city. They're going to have electrical inspection. They're going to have plumbing inspection. Then they have a rental inspection. So we're inspected here a lot. So I'm going to do a good job, and I do a good job so the people do respect my work. I was written up in the top business women of Mississippi. I made the top 10 in my business because I've been in this business and I do a good job. And I pride myself on a good job. So I want to make sure I go in and have the whole house painted. I want to make sure we've got new flooring. I want to make sure mostly new central heat and air and furnace. And sometimes you'll buy one with a hot water heater only a few years old. But we need to know that for 6 years, you've got a product's going to go at least 6 years. And hopefully they're going to go 10 to 15 years because sometimes air conditioning units do. We're going to upgrade that outside electrical box if it needs it, but we're going to have it inspected and make sure it's to code. Also, the plumbing, all the electrical light fixtures are also upgraded. Sinks, always change the stems on the tubs and commodes or new faucets. Everything's going to look good. We've got to have it looking good because we want when that tenant comes in, they're excited. They go, I want this house. I will fight. Please let me have this house.
So you want to make it look good. Any particular type of flooring you use? We're telling our investors to try and really get all of their properties converted to that vinyl wood plank looking flooring that's so easy to replace and so durable. And just let's just move away from carpet completely. And let's do eggshell or low sheen paint on all the walls so the paint is so much more durable. This stuff does not cost a lot more, but it lasts a lot longer. Anything you want to talk about there? And
that's exactly the way I feel. We use semi-gloss. We do a light color because new styles are white and light cream. And I'm a decorator, so I make mine look really good, too. So
you know what I love is the light gray and white. I just think those houses look so elegant, you know, in the light gray and white and the wood plank style floors that are kind of a lighter color. But, you know.
That's exactly. And I do all solid, either the solid laminate or the solid wood or the solid vinyl. I haven't used carpet in probably 6 or 8 years because we want it durable. You want it to last.
What about the warranty? What kind of warranties do you offer on these properties?
Well, I want my investors to keep buying from me. So I always give them at least a 6-month warranty on rent and on upkeep. We want to make sure that tenants in the home and that they're happy and our investors get off to a good start. So that makes a difference there too. But I'm here to take care of my work. I do have I'm licensed and bonded. So I do a real good job. I try to keep my men. I have men that work for me. So I haven't got to go. I can keep them on the job a little bit lower price for the investor as far as repairing toilets and not have big plumbing bills. So that makes a difference too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know before we wrap up?
Well, Jackson is such a great place to live and such a wonderful investment. You'll always find, we've been written up several times as a recession-proof city, but also one of the best returns on your investment I think you will find in Jackson because you can buy these properties at such a good price, but the rent is high and the people are in line to get these houses. So they're easy to rent and they're easy to evict if you have issues. So we have an unbelievable market here to purchase an investor home, and where the investors' homes are my homes too. So I'm right there with you every day.
In terms of your meaning that you have your own properties right in those same neighborhoods, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, good. How many properties do you own, if you care to share that?
Well, I have 60 plus. We'll say that.
Over 60. Okay, good stuff. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love to hear that. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about Jackson. Again, listeners, we've been in this market and, you know, sort of on and off in our promotion of it over the years, but we've always liked Jackson. I've been there several times myself, and we think it's a great place. So thank you for sharing this info with us today, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. Good to visit with you.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own. And if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.